Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. Our show today is called How to Use Your Intuition to Make Big Changes in Your Life. And I'm Lisa Kay, your host, and thank you for listening to this podcast. And we've got a lot out there. I know a lot of you listen to the podcast through my app when you're out and about, whether you're on your way to work or whether you're taking a break after work and just giving yourself a chance to relax and learn something new, something inspiring. And so this is for you. The podcast is for you, and I thank you for being out there. If you know, have any friends you think you might be interested, I'd be very happy if you could share it, share the app, let people know. And, you know, we can go out there and do this all together and spread the wealth, so to speak. So I chose this topic today because, and I'll let you in on a little secret, I actually pick these topics. I always have ideas of what I want to share with you and teach you or provide for you to kind of enhance and transform your life. And I always get some wonderful ideas first thing in the morning. But a lot of times I'm so busy that this podcast comes together basically the day of. So that's why you don't get much warning unless you're listening to the replay, which most people do. So this kind of came up because yesterday I was on an interview. I was being interviewed for my new book on a show, a radio show, and the interviewer asked me, "Do you have a story where someone's intuition made a huge success in his or her life?" So it was a good question. And I thought, you know, what he really wanted was for me to come up with a story that I knew about someone who they had this huge intuitive inspiration that gave them all the answers, everything to do to make their next step be a success. And, you know, big change. And he said, you know, similar to my story where my intuition saved my life. And, you know, I was thinking about it and it was kind of hard to come up with. In fact, I couldn't come up with one where somebody said that, you know, I got this intuition, this intuitive instruction to do A, B, C, and D, and then, or to do this big thing and it's going to be this huge success. That's not how it works. In fact, even in my intuition story about how it saved my life, it wasn't a direct do this and then you'll be saved. It was guidance. It was sort of direction, kind of nudging you. And I think part of that is because the way our intuition works is it thinks what they say is holistically in a very abstract way. That's how it's thinking. So we don't think like that. We don't think in abstraction. We think in very sequential, very step-by-step means, which is the way we speak. That's how we communicate. It's all in sentences, one word after the other, one concept after the other that builds and leads to something else rather than a big abstract idea. So our intuition has to give us the pointers along the way, right? The guideposts, so to speak. And if you think about it, Steve Jobs, Einstein, Albert Einstein, and Richard Branson. And of course, Steve Jobs and Richard Branson became famous because they're very, very successful in business, and Albert Einstein because of his great minds that came up with some incredible theories in physics. And they all were very successful and made it and said famously how important their intuition is or was to them to contribute to their success. But none of them said, my intuition told me X, and that became the biggest success of my life. So if you think about it, so they don't tell you, oh, you know, the intuition is going to give you the answer. But they do say it's very important to guide them or to where how to help them get where they got. Now, when I first learned how to connect to my intuition, just like everybody else, the first thing I wanted to do was find my dream job with it. I moved to another country in Asia, and I was starting a new life, but I was also wanting to get my career going, and we were hoping that where we were in Asia, that this was during the big Asian boom economically, and we're hoping, oh, let me find my dream job. So I asked my intuition, what should I do? What's the steps that I take? What is my dream job? What do I do next to get that dream job? And I didn't get the answers I was looking for. I was actually greatly disappointed. And that's the problem. I was looking for an answer. I was looking for an answer that I wanted, not what my intuition wanted to give me or to tell me. And remember, your intuition might have a totally different idea. And if you're going down one expectation and your intuition is thinking of something else, it might be difficult to get you on a different path because your intuition isn't going to tell you all the reasons and rationales. It's just going to say, go do this or try that or look this way, and you'll get guidance. So it's interesting. This is part of our nature. We want to know the answer. And a lot of people came to me for intuitive guidance when I was doing intuitive sessions with people. They wanted to know often who their soulmate was. That was a very common question. So they'd ask things like, who is he? What's his name? What is his address? What's his phone number? Where do I meet him? And it was, you know, that's not the kind of guidance they're going to get. Now, like Steve Jobs or Einstein or Richard Branson, their intuition guided them to where they needed to be and where they needed to go and do. It did not tell them directly what the whole picture was or why they needed to do it. So your intuition gives you limited information, and it's usually in the form of this guidance. So with this, you still have to think. You still have to use your reasoning and your deduction, and you have to plan. Kind of goes back to the manifesting and the secret, right? You can't just wish it and then have it appear. You still have to do the work. So success in anything does not come without work. You have to do things. You have to work. And oftentimes, it's kind of like a treasure hunt. When you start seeking and moving in certain directions, it's easier to move in a different direction rather than if you're just static and you're sitting there. And so that's why it's actually good, I think, as a general philosophy, it's better to be active and do something rather than be passive and close off and not do a thing, anything. So you have to have an action. And I think that action sets energy in motion. You know, a good analogy is the story where this man, I'll tell you this anecdote, this man, he pleaded with God, he wanted to win the lottery, and after years and years and years, nothing happened, and he asked God, why, I've been so devoted to you, why, and God said, help me out a little bit, go out and buy a ticket. And now maybe that's a story you've heard me tell, but, you know, before, but it's like, I like that analogy, so go out and buy a ticket, but you're going to use your intuition to help you choose which ticket to buy or which numbers to pick. So your intuition is always there to help you with your thinking mind, help you take the actions. You know, you have to plan. You have to think through what it is you want. One of the things I do, as I mentioned before, I work with people to find their dream job. Fortunately, we've been able to do it. We've been very successful. But there is a process to it. There is a plan. There is a way to do it. And you can apply that same process to anything you want to bring into your life, to manifest, to make a change toward. and it requires in the beginning that you do some thinking and planning. So intuition, it guides you through this, you know, the maze of life or the mazes of life. And life can have many paths that can lead to, say, different results, different solutions, different endpoints. And those endpoints aren't always exactly what we expect, but we can have a lot of what we wanted. We can think and plan out where we believe we want to go and then use our intuition to guide us to a particular endpoint. And that endpoint might be close to what we think we want, you know, and we don't know everything. That's, in a way, the good thing. We don't have the omniscience. We're not all-knowing. And maybe there is something better out there in terms of what the universe has in mind for us or what our higher selves have in mind for us. And so in that case, it goes back to let me be guided, but I know I have these desires and these wants and I want to go in a particular direction. So you set that direction and you take some steps towards that. And you may start getting results, and those results, these endpoints, can be the result of multiple goals or multiple desires, and that's okay. You might think you know what's best, but your inner guidance, your intuition, does know what's best, and it's helping guide you there. And so you're working in conjunction with the universe, with all that is, to manifest and create what you want in life, but you are the co-creator. So how do you co-create and also come up with the best result in your life? It's a co-creation. It's a joint work. If you didn't have, I like that, because then you have you're not the one who's totally in control, but you're also working with the guidance of higher knowledge or a higher consciousness that's going to help you go through your intuition, find what's best for you. If you decided on your own, this is what I want and this is all I want, you know, it may not be the best thing. For example, you might have gotten and landed your great dream job, the one that you love, but then you're working so much that you have no home life, you rarely see your friends, you don't see your family. So that's not good. Or you might have a great home life with lots of friends, but you're not making any money because you're focused on that, right? So we don't always know the best for us. So you use your intuition to help you. Now, using your intuition to help make big changes in your life is really all about this balance. It's the balance of the yin and yang. So the yin is your intuition. The yang is your thinking, right? That's what it's all about. The Chinese were quite smart about that, yin and yang. So how do we use our inner guidance, our divine inspiration to get us where we want to be and balance it out with your thinking mind? So let's go through some steps. I'm going to give you 4 steps and some examples. So you might want to get out your pen and paper and you can write this down, help follow along with me. So 1, pick your goal. You might be looking for a new job or a new relationship, a new romantic relationship, or even say as simple as a new restaurant. So think of some characteristics you like. For example, a job might be, oh, I want a job with flexible hours or work from home and still pays me well. So those are some characteristics and those things you can note down. Or if you're looking for a new romantic partner, you might say, for an example, I want a romantic partner who's interested in my quirky hobbies like snowshoeing and is willing to listen to my stories about my hobby or even participate in my hobby with me. And that's okay. You know, whatever it is that you feel you desire, that you want, write it down. Or, for example, maybe for a restaurant, this is a simple one, right? I want to go to a restaurant that's got farm fresh food, that has vegan dishes and seafood selections. So now we've got some parameters to work with. That's your thinking, your desiring, putting it out there, setting your intention. 1, that's 1, to pick your goal and the characteristics around it. So 2, decide on some steps to take. You can't just say put it there and then do nothing. You want to take the steps. put your intuition and your intention into action. So deciding on the steps to take, you're going to use your thinking mind to put together some logical choices of where to go or what to do next. And some choices perhaps are maybe a little far out, or they might even be whimsical to you that you come up with, but that's okay. You can still be, you know, a little more seriously whimsical. That's all right. Part of that would be wouldn't it be nice if? So, for example, you can do some next steps. Search on Google for jobs with flex hours or working from home in your field of experience. And that might start getting you, that's a step to take and start getting, giving you ideas of what you can do, where you can go next, right? Taking the action. If you're looking for a romantic partner, search for meetup groups for your particular hobby. Or if you're looking for a restaurant with, quote, farm fresh vegan seafood, go search up, put those things into Google and search and see what pops up, literally and figuratively. So a whimsical part of taking that, what you might add into this is you might add in into your job list, gee, wouldn't it be nice if I could have the job by the ocean, right? You never know. But these are things that you desire, that you want, and you're taking some steps to figure out where to go next. Then you ask your intuition to give you guidance on where to find more steps. As things start to happen, you gather more information, you're going to find the next step to take. So here's how you do that. So number three is use your intuition to help you decide the next best thing to do. You can use your intuition to help guide you in the steps to take. So look at the steps you've chosen. What was the result out of your search? And now you got to choose, right? Which one do I pick? What do I look at? Where do I go? Use your intuition techniques or your intuition tools to help you pick which steps are the ones to take first. Now, in addition, every step of the way, you're going to be making decisions, and you can employ your intuition to help you decide. You're not throwing away your thinking mind. Certainly, if you know you feel you something came up in Google that says, "Oh, you know, there's this, there seems to be this really great group for snowshoeing, but it's in Alaska, and you have no way to get there." You know, that's. Your thinking mind might say, okay, well, maybe we'll put that aside for now, unless you find that you're really attracted to it. So you got to weigh them both, do them both at the same time. Okay, number four, keep an open mind. Even when the results are not what you expected, your intuition is now guiding you so you can move yourself into action through your intentions. The guidance that you got is basically getting you set up to take action in a direction that your intuition is telling you. Now, things might pop up that you didn't expect it. Maybe there's a new restaurant that appears in a magazine you were glancing through when you were trying to find your farm fresh vegan seafood restaurant. And that new restaurant looks really intriguing and appealing, but it doesn't have that seafood vegan farm fresh. It might be something different, but something is attracting to you to it. It's very appealing. So switch gears. Go for it. Maybe your hobby isn't on Meetup, but a friend tells you that there's a get-together for a ski trip that seems to draw your interest. And even though you're thinking, oh gosh, you know, but I was looking for snowshoeing, try it. So those are the four steps. You have to have a goal. You can't just sit there and say, well, just, you know, universe, just bring me whatever. Employ your thinking mind. Start it going. What is it you like? What do you desire? Then, okay, let me take some steps. Take some steps to move forward. And then you use your intuition to guide you to which steps to take, where to go. And then as you're going, keep an open mind. Results might not be what you expect. It might be something new. It might be your intuition might draw you somewhere else. But the whole thing is about using your thinking mind, being engaged and active and then using your intuition to help you make decisions, to allow it to guide you to where you need to go. And those of you who know my Saving My Life story, my intuition didn't say, call this person. It said, go read this book, which led me to calling the right person. So your intuition is here to work with your thinking mind. Remember, you've got two sides of your brain. Remember the yin, which is your intuition, and the yang, which is your thinking mind, and they work together as one. And this is how you do it. It's all about using your intuition with your thinking mind to help you make the big changes in your life, because eventually it will guide you to where you need to be, to where you want to be, to save your life, to that dream job, to and I've watched it work where it's just been absolutely incredible, between being open, the synchronicities, and the guidance of your intuition, so you can be in the path of synchronicity. Having an intention really brings to you the most amazing changes in your life. But you have to be participant. You can't sit back. I mean, because basically you have free will. So the universe, your co-creator, you're co-creating, needs you to be participating and help co-create. So if you want to learn a little bit more about how to use your intuition now that you know where you can use it and how to use it to do big changes in your life, you can go to my website where there's a lot more information. It's lmk88.com, or if that's too hard to remember, just go to howtodevelopyourintuition.com and it will lead you to the right place. You know, all paths don't always go to different things. They may go to your dream answer. So I want to thank you for listening. My book is out. It's out and it's shipping out there. It's Intuition on Demand. A lot of great stuff. We've gotten a lot of good reviews. We've got a lot of great reviews, actually a lot of great feedback. People love it. It's easy to read. It's very clear, step by step, not like any of the other intuition books that you know you've read out there. It's very different. Tells you how to do it very easily and get your intuition to work for you on demand. I'm Lisa Kay. You've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. Thank you all for listening. Angel blessings to everyone. Bye.